欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天咱们要去体验一下野外露营。
Don't worry Roger, I know wilderness first aid。
聊聊学外语有什么窍门。
You could watch a movie you have already seen before, but no subtitles. That way you can pick up the rhythms of speech.
还要告诉你怎么说新一代。
Learning a foreign language? You know, I'm the expert at that, right?
哟，臭美。不过我觉得啊，学外语就得大胆说，不怕错才行。
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Also, it helps a lot to immerse yourself in the language environment. That way, you will be forced to think and use the language. That's why I went to China 3 times.
没错，现在咱们就来浸泡式学习，赶快来进入第一个单元 ,Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Next generation. Next is spelled N-E-X-T, next. And generation, G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. Next generation.
Next generation, 下一代的，新一代的。
Possible images of the next generation iPhone keep popping up online.
网络上不断出现可能是新一代苹果手机的图片。
Intel is committing $4.1 billion to the research of next-generation chip technology.
Intel 公司保证投入41亿美元用于新一代芯片技术的研究。
Toyota will debut the next generation of their Lexus LS full-sized luxury sedan on July 30th.
丰田汽车公司将在7月30号首次展示他们的雷克萨斯 LS 豪华轿车。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Next generation, next generation, next generation.
Speaking of the next generation, did you hear that iPhone 5 is going to come out this year? I can't wait!
Yeah, definitely! Not only will Apple roll out the iPhone 5, they are also set to release the iPad 3 and the iPad mini. So excited to see them!
对呀、啊。不过这么一来，咱俩的 iPhone 4岂不是就变成果实没人要的东西了？
Yeah, I think that would mean that the iPhone 4 is going to fall by the wayside. Some experts actually say now is the best time to get rid of your old iPhone since their prices are still high.
对对对，我看咱俩就得赶快干这事儿。不过你刚才提到了一个很有用的词儿 fall by the wayside. 咱们赶快来学学这个习惯用语的用法吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第980讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
现在大家流行使用智能手机，频繁地用手机发短信、上网、打游戏、照相，可是据统计，使用手机打电话聊天的人现在反而越来越少，手机原有的电话功能渐渐变得不那么重要了。这也让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
Fall by the wayside. Fall is spelled F-A-L-L, and wayside, W-A-Y-S-I-D-E. Fall by the wayside. Fall by the wayside.
Wayside 意思是路边。Fall by the wayside 整个词组跟道路其实没有什么关系，它的意思是终止，不再继续下去了。就像上面的例子里，智能手机用户越来越依赖于手机的其他功能，而打电话的功能用的人反而越来越少了。
The population of folks talking on a phone appears to fall by the wayside more and more.
下面的例子里，这个人从小就想当建筑师，他能不能从事自己理想的职业呢？我们来听一听。
From the time I was a kid, I dreamed of becoming an architect.But my school counselor informed me that the unemployment rate for that choice is quite high. That explains why interest in architecture has fallen by the wayside. Maybe I should be investing in a more successful career, like nursing or teaching.
这段话是说，我从小就梦想做一名建筑师，但是学校的指导老师告诉我，建筑师行业的失业率特别高，这就解释了为什么现在想当建筑师的学生越来越少。或许我应当选择一个更有前途的职业，比如护士或者教师。
为现实被迫放弃自己的梦想真是无奈。我的一个邻居就面临特别现实的问题， 他是一名图形艺术家，可是随着电脑技术的发展，普通人只要使用电脑技术就能绘制各种图形，他也就很难找到工作了。
The need for her products and services fell by the wayside.
他所提供的产品和服务已经越来越没有吸引力了。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
From the time I was a kid, I dreamed of becoming an architect. But my school counselor informed me that the unemployment rate for that choice is quite high.That explains why interest in architecture has fallen by the wayside. Maybe I should be investing in a more successful career, like nursing or teaching.
上面我们讲到 fall by the wayside 有停止的意思。在下面的例子里，一名餐厅老板要谈谈扩建餐厅的计划，让我们来听听看。
No one expected our top chef to leave. After all, the popularity of her dishes was the reason why we had decided to open another restaurant. Despite her departure, we're determined to go ahead with our plans. We aren't going to allow them to fall by the wayside.
这段话是说，没有人料到我们的大厨会辞职。毕竟，我们决定开分店就是因为他的菜很受大家欢迎。尽管他要离开，我们还是准备继续的开分店。我们不会让我们的计划就这么付之东流。
这种态度很积极正面，肯定会帮助餐厅老板成功的。话说，我最近有个朋友失恋了，他的态度特别悲观，对所有事情都失去了兴趣。
As a result, his sales numbers are falling by the wayside.
他的销售业绩大幅下降。其实想开了，没有什么过不去的坎儿。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
No one expected our top chef to leave. After all, the popularity of her dishes was the reason why we had decided to open another restaurant. Despite her departure, we're determined to go ahead with our plans. We aren't going to allow them to fall by the wayside.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是Fall by the wayside, 意思是停止，不再继续下去。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林。
我是 Steve Barragona。
谢谢各位的收听。
You know what? This episode reminds me of when I was hiking with my dad one time.
什么意思啊？
Okay, so when I was 12,I had gone hiking with my dad in Colorado. While we were resting, I forgot our tent by the wayside. And I didn't realize it until we were 2 hours away.
Oh, gosh. 我要是你爸肯定恨死你了。
Yeah, pretty much. We spent another 2 hours going back and searching for the tent. And my punishment was no dinner for the night.
对于你这么爱吃的人，不让你吃，真是对你最大的惩罚。在今天的 Go English 里 ，Daphne 就和 Roger 正在露营，咱们一起去听听吧。
美语三级跳，各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目远足旅行单元的终极课程。Daphne 和 Roger 一起去山里露营。到了晚上，两人坐在 campfire 篝火旁聊天。
That's right, Winnie. You know, being out in the woods at night can be pretty scary if you're used to city life.
Isn't it great being out in nature, Roger? I love breathing the fresh air and exercising.
I guess it's not so bad. Daphne, you don't think there are bears in these woods, do you?
Of course there are!But don't worry, bears are pretty shy and won't hurt us. They only want to eat our food.
But Daphne, what if the bears think that I am food?
Don't worry, Roger. I know wilderness first aid.
过惯了城市生活的 Roger 啊，第一次在山里过夜，似乎非常紧张。他担心啊，会有熊出来吃掉他呢。
That's right, Winnie. What does Daphne say to make him feel better?
Daphne 安慰 Roger, 说自己会 Wilderness First Aid, 野外急救。
Winnie, somehow I wouldn't be very comforted by that if I were Roger.
I know, Roger. We can tell ghost stories to take your mind off the bears.
Ghost stories? I don't know. It's already pretty scary being out here in the dark.
Oh, Roger, there's nothing to be afraid of out here. You're not scared of the dark, are you?
Of course I'm not afraid of the dark. What I'm afraid of are all these things that are hiding out there in the dark.
Roger 在山里过夜本来就紧张，他才不会想听什么 ghost stories, 鬼故事呢。哎，对了 ,Professor, Daphne 说讲故事可以 take Roger's mind off the bears, 这是什么意思呢？
When you take your mind off something, that means you stop thinking about it. For example, after studying really hard for 3 days, I went to the movies to take my mind off the exam for a couple of hours.
Oh, take your mind off something, 就是暂时不去想某件事。Daphne 想啊，通过讲故事来转移 Roger 的注意力，这样 Roger 就不会总想着自己会被熊吃掉了。
Okay, I'll tell the first story. You know, some people say these woods are haunted and...
What? They're haunted? Why have you taken me to these haunted woods? We have to get out of here, fast.
Roger, calm down. It's just a story. The woods aren't really haunted.
Are you sure there aren't any ghosts? I keep hearing really strange noises out in the dark.
Of course, there's no such thing as ghosts. It's probably just some hungry bears.
Ah!
Winnie, why does Roger get so scared?
Daphne 讲鬼故事，说这片树林 are haunted, 闹鬼。结果啊 ,Roger 就信以为真了，把他吓个半死呢。Professor, Daphne 说 there's no such thing as ghost.这句话的意思就是世界上根本没有鬼吗
?Exactly. For another example, I could say that there are lots of ways to help slow global warming, but there's no such thing as a perfect solution.
Roger, I don't think you're cut out for camping.
I know. Next time you want to do something fun, let's do something in the city. I'll be happy to buy your movie ticket as long as we don't have to go camping again.
Sure. Next time we'll go see a movie.But Roger, will there be a next time? Do you think we will survive the night?
I sure hope we survive, just so I have a chance to get even.
Daphne 说 Roger is not cut out for camping, 天生不是露营的料。Professor, Roger 说他一定要 survive the night, 挨过这一晚，这样他才能 get even. Get even 是报仇的意思吗？
Right. What do you think Roger will do to get even with Daphne?
我倒很想知道呢，我们下次接着听吧。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
原来 Roger 特别害怕自己被黑熊吃掉。Daphne 跟他聊天，像 take his mind off bears， 让他暂时不去想熊这件事。不过呢，他选题不够好。She said the woods are haunted， 这片森林里闹鬼，结果把 Roger 吓得半死。他发誓要 get even， 报仇雪恨。
Roger is a wimp. I mean, black bears are actually more scared of you than you are of them. If you ever see one, just stand up and wave your arms.And you can easily scare them off.
啊，你说的真轻松。我看要是真看见了一只熊，你肯定也吓得半死吧。
Well, you need to remember that I'm a hiking expert. As long as you have fire, food, and water, you'll be fine.
诶，你怎么又是 hiking expert 了？今天节目开始的时候，你不是还说自己是学习外语的专家呢吗？
I mean, I'm kind of good at a lot of things.
Oh, gosh.
I kid. But learning a new language is a lot like doing a long hike. You're going to feel tired along the way, but the view at the end of the trail makes it all worth it.
哇，这个比喻怎么让我想到了小时候妈妈的鼓励。不过今天在 Business Etiquette 里， Penny 跟 Robert 就聊起了学习外语的话题，咱们一起来听听看。
李杰美语。
来自中国的雇员 Penny 和他的同事 Robert 聊天。
Hey Robert, I was listening to you speak Chinese at a presentation yesterday. You are fluent.
Oh, that's kind of you to say, but in reality, I'm just able to hold a conversation.
You are too modest. Seriously, I was really impressed. I actually wanted to know how you did it, because I really want to take my English to the next level.
But your English is fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but I'm aiming to become completely fluent. Do you have any tips?
Penny 称赞他的美国同事 Robert 中文说得很流利。Fluent 给他留下了深刻的印象。
I was really impressed.
Penny 问 Robert 学习语言有什么窍门？那么 Robert 会有什么建议呢？
Well, I studied at a major university in Taipei before coming to Beijing, and I lived in Hong Kong for over a year as well.
So you're saying I'll have to live in an English-speaking country?
It certainly doesn't hurt.But there are some things you can do if that is not an option.
For example?
When I first began studying Chinese, I found that watching Chinese movies was a really big help. Turn off the subtitles and watch and listen closely.
原来 Robert 在中文环境中生活过一段时间。可是如果没有这种条件
If that is not an option,
Robert 说看电影会有很大的帮助。他还建议关掉字幕。
Turn off the subtitles. Subtitles is spelled S-U-B-T-I-T-L-E-S. Subtitles.
就是字幕的意思。
But they speak so fast in movies. Would I be able to understand?
You could watch a movie you have already seen before, but no subtitles. That way you can pick up the rhythms of speech.
What about vocabulary? Should I just try to memorize more words?
Memorization can't hurt, but it's sometimes hard to learn words that have no context. Many times, when I learn a new Chinese word, I don't really understand it until I hear or see how it's used in a sentence.
So I need to find a context for the words.
Right.
电影对白说话太快，跟不上怎么办呢？Robert 建议 Penny 选择以前看过的电影，然后关掉字幕。
That way you can pick up the rhythms of speech.
这样就能慢慢找到语言的节奏。单词量 vocabulary 不够怎么办呢？ Robert 说，死记硬背固然没有害处，可是有时候少了上下文，单词的意思是很难准确理解和掌握的。Robert 对提高英语水平还有哪些好的建议呢？我们下次继续听。
Robert 给 Penny 提了一些学好外语的窍门。首先，要多看外国电影，而且要 turn off the subtitles, 关掉字幕。如果跟不上，就选原来看过的电影。That way you can pick up the rhythms of speech. 而且 don't just memorize the words, 不要死记硬背。Find a context for the words that you want to learn, 根据上下文来理解单词。
Yeah, I definitely agree with Robert. Also, I always try to read a Chinese book or magazine,and guess the meaning of the words I don't know based on the context. It's a great way to learn new words and expose yourself to new cultures.
对，我就特别喜欢看电视剧，比如 Friends, Big Bang Theory, 哦，对对对，还有 How I Met Your Mother, 看来看去我都能背下来了。好了好了，不说咱们了，我们还是接着去听听 Robert 给了 Penny 怎样的建议吧。
李杰美语
Robert 正在向中国来的同事 Penny 介绍理解和掌握单词的经验。
You could buy an English language magazine about news or fashion. Read through the articles and underline and look up the words you don't know. Then read the article or sentence again after you know what the words mean.
So the sentence will help my brain remember the word?
Yes, I think it does.
I sometimes have a hard time with grammar. I just can't remember all the verb tenses and other little rules.
Robert 建议 Penny 看英文杂志，把不认识的单词画出来，查字典。
Underline and look up the words you don't know.
知道意思以后，再回过头来重新读一遍。Penny 说有的时候他觉得语法很难。
You know something? I'd say forget about grammar in the beginning. Focus on understanding and communicating. To tell you the truth, I'm still fuzzy on quite a few English grammar rules myself.
But eventually my grammar will improve, right?
Certainly. Through reading and speaking, you will sort of pick it up automatically. And you know something else? Making mistakes is one of the best ways to learn, grammar included.
But it's so embarrassing.
Exactly. Getting embarrassed helps us remember things.
Robert 让 Penny 上来先不要管语法，通过阅读和交流，语法自然就会慢慢的掌握。
You will pick it up automatically.
Robert 两次说道，
You know something?
意思是告诉你吧。他觉得出错是学习的最佳途径之一。
Making mistakes is one of the best ways to learn.
Penny 说，那多丢人呐。
It's so embarrassing.
可是 Robert 居然说，这样以后才不会忘记。
And one more thing. Some people try to translate from their mother tongue while speaking. I've found this is a bad idea. It slows you down.Languages are usually quite different from each other, so it's not really a help.
So I should just say it, even if it comes out wrong, right?
Yep. You can also keep a notebook, and when you hear or see something you don't quite understand, write it down and look it up later.
Ah, I already have a great dictionary in my cell phone. I use it every day.
Robert 反对说英语的时候从母语
Mother tongue
直接翻译过来，因为这样做只会
Slow you down
放慢你的速度。 Robert 还建议 Penny 随身带个笔记本，把听到看到的生词记下来回去查。 Penny 说他手机里就有字典，而且每天都在用。
Making mistakes is the best way to learn. Yanglin, shall I tell the audience about some of the famous mistakes you've made?
不行不行，不许说。要是说了，我好不容易塑造的优秀形象不就毁了吗？
Really? How much is that perfect image worth to you? I think I sent some hush money coming my way. 因为你是我的好朋友，我只收你300块封口费。
你哦，等会儿再跟你算账。好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com， 同时关注新浪微博爱说英语的牛，收听更多课程。
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。